Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, an actual play RPG podcast. We are back with the second episode of the second season of Rodania.
Woo!
So, everyone except Garendorf, because your character is joining in a little bit later, would you please introduce yourself? So we're going to start with Robert, and then Robert's going to pass the baton around the table.
Yes, I'm playing Jornan Eastward, the paladin of conquest who has returned to the former barony in Rodania in order to take it back. With me is my trusted spymaster. Doesn't many things.
Hi, I'm playing Darius Quarterly, the spymaster, and cousin to the noble. I handle many things in the kitchen, where I mostly have my network working out as well. And yeah, we are joined by some of our new friends on my journeys before this. Before I met up with the noble, I brought in our friend Eldris Pith.
Hello, my name is Paul Zyphers, and I'm playing Eldris Pith. He is a wizard necromancer, and he is trying to become the master of bones for Robert. Yeah, that's pretty good. No, all right. I believe we have I'm a high elf, and amongst the elves, there's another elf that's among us, and her name is.
Hello, I am Velvet, and I will be playing Sierana Lindis, the half elf. Expatriate princess, the would-be queen of her kingdom. And as of now, after the coup d'etat that she endured, she has been arrested and has made some friends along the way after her escape. And as of now, she is currently gathering some allies. And she's, as of now, holding the company of a group where she, she's now with a group where I believe Jornan led her to, and she is in the company of others as well. I believe, is there one person missing from our group? Is Robert, right? No? Mm-hmm. So
no, Robert was first.
No,
you were first.
Mm-hmm.
Is Hayden with us?
Everyone who played last time is currently here, but we'll pass it to Hayden now.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
I'm Hayden. I'm playing Roland Varrow, a human ex-soldier, now mercenary, who really is just here to bash heads for the most part. He doesn't understand the goings on of the intrigue of the spymaster, and merely just wants to follow orders. I promise he shall not be an issue.
I did not have a personal talk with Hayden about this character in any way.
He will not be a problem. For the Baron.
I have not been part of his character making process in any way, nor have I spoken to him for the better part of a year, so...
He's here to serve.
Yes. I'm thrilled to see Hayden.
Okay, so, for the first new character, we're going to shift focus to Darius. So, Darius.
Yes?
There are two kinds of mercenaries that you really deal with.
Indeed.
There are like the mercenary companies, the really professional. They're the ones who will take your money, send you your troops. They're always very respectable, very good to deal with. You know how they work, but you also know there is definitely issues with them. You can be outbid. They can like pick up and leave because they disagree with stuff because they are there for coin. They're coming mm-hmm. for coin. Mm-hmm. Then there are people like Roland. Roland, you know, is a bit down on his luck as of late. He doesn't have a ton of money in his account. He doesn't work for any mercenary companies. He is more, I guess, more of a sellsword than a mercenary. He just sort of roams the countryside doing jobs. And you recently found out that he was in the area, and you sent a missive to him, and all of a sudden he shows up with his mule at your house.
Yeah, true.
Excellent. I'm glad. You must be the person I inquired about, the young mercenary.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Roland Varrow, at your service.
As you walk to the estate, you find an extremely dilapidated, falling apart estate. It appears that the trees are covered in a very thick spider web that people appear to be burning and pulling off the trees currently. There appears to be a massive amount of construction going on as old rotting furniture is being removed from the house. Different walls are being taken down or reinforced. It seems like there is a lot of things going on right now where you currently are.
Seems to be some bit of a makeover going on here.
Indeed. There's been some changes to the place that aren't appreciated, and we must restore the place to its former glory. So come in. Let's have a talk in the kitchen while we get to know each other.
I like the sound of that. Never say no to a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need Roland to make a wisdom saving throw as he first enters the house.
Jesus.
Interesting theory.
Sorry.
Oh, I rolled that in the wrong place. So I have got the wrong tab open. There we go. Character. Wisdom save.
Beyond.
Right? Yeah, I rolled in beyond.
This is not in the campaign. It doesn't show up, huh? Nice.
Oops.
Oh, no. Okay, you get just the overwhelming creeped out sense as you immediately walk in the house, as if something appears to not only be looking at you, but sort of looking through you into your entire soul. And you quickly swallow it as you walk into the kitchen.
Thank God.
Oppressive presence in here, huh?
We have a house guest.
Hmm.
Please, have a seat. I'll bring some sausage and eggs. Sound good?
Of course, yes.
So, as you notice, we are a house that is in a bit of a disarray. This is a place perfect for up-and-comers. you're not afraid of getting your hands dirty and getting... And you won't be having troubles getting your hands dirty and getting some elbow grease out, as it were.
I've made my living off it.
Perfect.
They know he took a shoddy cloak with holes in it.
I'm sure we will be fitting in right well soon. We have an excursion planned soon. We will probably be having a morning meeting in a bit. But I hope the salary discussed in our messages are fine.
Of course, with the caveat of any extra pay in case anything goes truly wrong, but we've discussed this completely.
Of course. I'm sure you would not be left bereft would there be any permanent injuries.
That's right. Dismemberment does cost extra, I'm afraid.
Of course.
So, now, Roland, mm-hmm. You are also aware that you owe a sizable debt to the... What is the name of that company? Marquis Trade Association, I believe?
Oh, God. Yeah.
The Marquis Trade Consortium. You have a sizable debt to them. And you also know that there are currently... your name has sort of been floated to bounty hunters, but apparently there are other individuals that have a much higher bounty than yours. Just so you're aware.
Interesting. Some other individuals?
Yeah, we'll get into that because I haven't had that much time to put your character into the story.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Before you ask,
not an individual sat across from me cooking me.
No other individuals that are sitting at this table have a
okay.
have a wanted poster out for them.
Wonderful. Just making sure.
You're not the problem out of your way.
At least not to our knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Not yet.
The
night is still young.
Well, I'm sure you'll be happy to meet the rest of our little household, as it were, before we set off for our little day journey.
So, Darius, one of your other contacts tells you that all of the carts are ready and you will be setting off shortly.
Oh, lovely. Let's head into and speak to the Baron. He should probably be introduced to a new worker for the house, as it were.
Okay,
to find him.
We're going to sidetrack that discussion to concentrate on Syriana for a moment. So, Syriana, you are taking your... I said we're going to concentrate on your character for a moment?
Okay.
So, Syriana, there is... whatchamacallit. So, you have been taking your sort of daily walk around the estate. You know that the... whatchamacallit? That the barony is currently heading towards the Duskwoods. So this will be your first time... Let me put it this way. This is the first time that you have walked into danger intentionally.
Okay.
Every other situation you have ever found yourself in, you have... danger has been going at you, but this is the first time that you're basically making that step where it says, okay, I am going with these people to do this dangerous thing.
Okay. I'm not
intentionally.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. I'm sure there's nerves and all that stuff is going to be sort of built into the whole situation.
Yes.
All right. And as you're sort of taking your morning walk around the grounds, you see Alcaster. I will share a picture. How do I present this to my players? Nope. You see Alcaster, he appears to be talking to another individual. And I will let you make an insight check. So, Garendorf, if you open her character sheet, and if you just roll on the insight, if you click the insight link, you should be able to bring up another window and say roll. If you don't know how to do that, I will do it for you. I'm just giving you the chance to figure it out. And now both Garendorf and Velvet are muted, so I don't know if
Oh my god. I was speaking. I'm so sorry. No. He just clicked on insight. I didn't... Did it roll?
There should be a pop-up that says configure roll. And then you press normal, and it should roll. But I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we would see it in the chat.
Oh, though. There it is. There it is. So configure roll.
And it's normal.
Yep. Press the normal at the bottom of the screen. Or window.
He is doing it right now.
Yeah. Okay.
It's insight. So it's in wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then go...
Just hit insight. Normal.
Should just be there. What the hell?
Just roll normal.
There you go.
There it is.
So that's 14.
Yep. That's fine. If you need people to figure out how to run their characters, because combat's going to start soon. So, whatchamacallit? So you get the feeling that they are talking about you. It appears that Alcaster has sort of pointed towards you, and Theric appears to be pointed, sort of directing the conversation towards you. And you were unsure why these two Goliaths would be talking about you.
Hmm. Okay. So are you? Is anything else going to happen in the immediate future, or can I interact now?
You can do whatever you want right now.
Okay. So what was I doing?
You were taking your morning stroll around the compound, probably clearing your head, resting your nerves as you're about to sort of embark on this dangerous mission.
Is there any water nearby?
No. Okay.
like a body of water.
So you will have water in a water skin. You can acquire. There's probably wells on there, but there's no like river that runs through the barren, or at least these days.
Okay, I'm gonna say that I was looking for a body of water beforehand to be able to familiarize myself with the overlay of the barony and the Duskwoods. And as I was strolling and trying to look for this this body of water, I noticed these two people, and they were speaking about me. And can I ask you what specifically made me realize that they were speaking about me? The fact that they were pointing at me?
That's why I made you roll the insight check. So it was just that you saw them, and then you see that when you walked out, there was a reaction from them, and there was probably, there was probably something in the conversation that was like, okay, they're obviously talking.
Okay. So now I'm going to turn around, because my ears perked up. My half-elven ears perked up. Yep. I turn around.
You're almost completely pointy, but slightly rounded.
Exactly. And I go toward them.
Mm-hmm.
Very pointedly establishing eye contact with them. And as I approach, tell them.
As you approach, you immediately see Allcaster sort of give you a... Okay, so you've been dealing with barbarians now for a few days. They don't understand sort of the finery of nobility. They don't understand like all the proper gestures. But he definitely recognizes that he needs to give you some sort of reverence. He knows that you have some sort of title, even if he doesn't fully understand it. So you sort of see a bowing of the head, and he takes a slight step back. And then you visibly see him push the other Goliath towards you.
Push? Like for what?
Okay, so then you see the other Goliath. He walks up to you.
Yes.
You've been around for a while. You've been around court for a while. You've seen boys who would have a fancy, and maybe they're a little immature, and they're a little unsure of themselves. And they're sort of reluctant to talk to you because they like you, or they want to they're impressed by you, or something along those lines. Okay. You don't get the feeling that he is like he wants you, like he's attracted to you, but you think that he sees something. Like he has something for you, and then he sort of clears his throat, and there's sort of this momentary awkward pause, and then if I can play this audio.
Where do I see it?
One second, I'm gonna try to play it over the...
Oh, he has NPC voices.
Tharok kneels before Kiarana Lindis, the towering Goliath lowering his head in solemn reverence. I am Tharok Stonevail, son of the Moving Mountain Clan. I do not pledge fealty, nor do I swear to serve. I take no lord, nor bow before any crown. He lifts his gaze, his green eyes burning with the fire of purpose, his scarred hands gripping the hilt of his great axe as he continues, "But I see before me an arduous road, a path cut by struggle and hardship. This is the forge where strength is tested, and I will walk it beside you, not as a servant, but as a warrior seeking his own worth." His hand touches the stone pendant at his throat, the weight of his people's traditions pressing upon him. "By my name and my deeds, I vow this. I shall stand before you in battle and behind you in darkness. I shall temper my strength in the trials ahead, and when we reach the journey's end, only then shall we see if you are worthy of my loyalty, or I, of yours." With a slow exhale, Tharok rises to his feet, gripping his axe with purpose. His oath is not one of devotion, but of proving. He does not yet call her his queen, only his challenge.
All right. Okay. Amazing. So I am flattered by the gesture. I softly put my hand over my mouth to kind of hinder my soft chuckle that I let go because of how, I guess, adorable the gesture seemed to her in a condescending way. I guess a little bit condescending, but not really. It's not about that. It's more about she appreciates it. And so she chucks, she lets out a little chuckle, looks at them both. And I'm sorry, what was the name of the...
Allcaster is the main person. He's sort of the person who's... He's the head of the Moving Mountain Clan, and Theric is the young warrior who wishes to prove himself by basically joining with you.
Okay, so Allcaster and Theric is the names.
Yes. Right.
I look at Allcaster, and I tell him, so, I understand that my request has been considered. I am very much appreciative of your gesture, Mr. Allcaster. And I look at Theric. And for Theric, I look at him directly in the eyes. Okay.
Now, he is, I will say, he's sort of taking a knee in front of you. And it, because he is a Goliath, he is still taller than you on one knee.
Okay. I look at him, like at his direction, because I guess he's bowing, so I can't really see his eyes. And I guess with... Did I have a rapier? What was it that I had?
I believe you do have a rapier. You have, yes, rapier, leather armor. That,
and a lyre, like an instrument, I remember.
Yes.
A lyre and a rapier. With my rapier, I put on a glove, and with my rapier, I do the like symbolic, typical gesture of knighting someone, right? But it's, of course, since I'm not literally knighting him, I tell him, "You, Theric, I entrust you with my back. I entrust you with my life." And as such, and listening to the words that you have provided to me, I will entrust myself to you as well. Now, now you may stand, I tell him.
So and I back up.
And I tell him that in order for this to work out, I say, now, Theric, we will face trials and woes. We might go along a rocky path, and I am counting on you, your protection, and your knowledge to be able to go along this rocky road. Know that it will not be easy, but if you stand before me, that means that I can trust you. Now, he did, he stood up, and I smile at him very charmingly. So, DM, I would like to roll a... Can I make a mixture? This is weird. Can I make a mixture of both a persuasion and an intimidation? Like, can I roll both? Because what I want to do is I want to smile at him charmingly so as to communicate, like, hey, we're going to get along. Also, like, you know, being like, you know, kind of charming him with my grace. But okay. Also, I want him to be starstruck.
You can make a persuasion roll, because I think if you actually try to do an intimidate, that would be worse for you. So you can just make him a persuasion roll.
Okay, no, but what I meant by intimidation was more
like... No, you're getting across the feeling like, I'm in charge.
Yes.
And, yes, so...
Okay, just for persuasion. So, yep. I will roll for persuasion. Babe, can you help me out? Okay, he's doing it.
Okay.
Persuasion. I have like a... I have a +9 in persuasion. Normal, yes. I don't know. Normal?
You told me advantage, so you can go ahead and click advantage.
Advantage.
There you go.
So that will be a 25.
Yes. You definitely give him that... attitude. And then he gives a slight bow. He gives you like almost like a curtsy bow. He seems to be trying to pick up like what is the proper movement, but he still sort of doesn't fully grasp what the proper movement is. And then he says, and I will go join the caravan at once. And he takes his great axe and he grabs his sack and he starts to head off to the caravan.
I smile and I tell him very quickly, you learn quickly. You're one of those quick learners. I can see it in your eyes. And that's it for me.
Okay. And now we'll head back to the rest of the groups as you guys are headed to the Fading Path. Okay. All right. Talks amongst yourselves for a moment as I do one act of setup.
Cousin, who is that man you brought along with you?
And this is Roland, our newest squire, as it were.
Oh,
squire's hurtful, I'll be honest.
Squire's a hard sell, though.
maybe that was the wrong word, but he's a sellsword that I've acquired.
Oh, yeah. Soldier of fortune.
Yes.
Muscle.
Have use for him in these trying times.
I will need muscle, and you look upon this like halfling, mm-hmm. grinning. I was like, I will need muscle where I'm going. It's great. I'm Jonan, and I guess I am technically the Baron here, but that's a long way off. A Baron normally needs people and actual peace, so let's do that first.
Muscle I can provide, Lord Baron.
Yeah.
People less so, although I see that we've got a bit of a gathering.
No. We're getting it together, and there's a lot of foes still to defeat before we can call this barony secured again.
Just point me in the direction.
I mean, I don't know how much you have been told. We are going into a... Oh, sorry. Introductions are in order. This very forlorn-looking man is Eldris Pith. He is an ambassador of the Gulod. Here to help us.
Eldris kind of like floats towards you and extends a skilled hand. A pleasure.
Roland tries to mask a little bit of disgust as he takes your hand.
A small shake. Well,
like a little like involuntary shiver. Like, the pleasure is mine. I assure you, Pith.
Have you met my familiar Corvus? And a small crow appears on my shoulder.
Ah, a magical familiar.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I'm very proud of him.
He's a wizard.
I'm a wizard.
What is it that you wish, Master?
Oh, fuck me. I did not know that that was going to happen.
I love that Elvis is caught unaware.
That's terrible. Yes. Horrified for the moment.
My familiar talks.
I was thinking, just going to be a bunch of mercenary boys. I've got this weird, creepy, skeletal man floating at me.
Well, we're taking our allies where we can find them. Because, we're strapped when it comes to resources on a whole, and allies who are willing to fight against, let's see, draconic hordes, weird spooky things in the forest, and so on. Speaking of spooky things in the forest, this is Sierana Lindis, and I think she has found her new protector, Tharuk.
I'm there, right?
Yes.
I've assumed you came to the... Came to our little procession, which is about to head out on a,
This is the leadership sort of checking in last minute before you guys actually started to head out.
Yes.
Yeah, we're all at the breakfast table.
Okay. I thought we were to head out with the...
We're wherever Robert says we are there.
You're at the caravan.
All right. Yeah.
Yes. This is Roland, mercenary my... cousin has employed. I'm gonna have to go check with the horses. I will actually have to leave for a few minutes. You guys can continue, but basically, Jordan makes
sure that everything is in order and will be away for a little bit. And I will be back in a few minutes.
The Baron looking after the horses.
Yep. He will also actually put himself on the lead's carriage and just drive it.
Yeah. It's nice to see a nobleman Baron, yes. Work with the people.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, and Robert drops off. Perfect timing, because I'm about to play another audio clip. Okay.
Yeah, he has to go make his phone call now, I think.
Yeah, I know.
No.
All right, so, as I said, the caravan sort of takes its time, and the next day you guys arrive at the entrance to the Duskwoods. So as you start your journey into the Duskwoods, you immediately get sort of the foreboding sense about what is going on. You've had sort of information coming back to you about sort of the going on. You've seen the reports about strange lights, people disappearing, stuff like that. It seems the Duskwoods, some sort of ill presence has taken over the Duskwoods. So you finally reach the path into the Duskwoods, and as you enter the forest, you immediately notice at first a strange fog sort of rolls in and it surrounds you. And soon, a few minutes into your journey, you realize that you're not exactly sure what path you even came in on. It seems that the pathway leading back is not there anymore. Like the road goes in a different direction behind you that you know you didn't travel. Something definitely has happened, and you think that the only way out to the forest now is to basically go through the forest. And I'm going to pass it over to my narrator. One moment.
As the party steps into the fading path, the oppressive weight of the Duskwood settles over them like a thick, unseen shroud. The path ahead, once well-worn, is now fractured and uneven, swallowed by tangled roots and shifting earth. The mist rolls in low and dense, swirling unnaturally against their movements as if responding to their presence. The trees here stand tall but lifeless, their bark ashen and cracked, branches reaching skyward like skeletal hands frozen in agony. The air is thick and stagnant, carrying the scent of damp decay, of something ancient and forgotten. Then the bodies emerge from the mist. Scattered along the broken path are the remains of the fallen, refugees from Bogwood, their faces twisted in silent screams, and dragonborn soldiers, their armor dulled and lifeless, weapons still clutched in rigid hands. Their skin, grey and papery, is stretched over hollowed bones as though every ounce of life had been pulled from them. Their eyes are empty sockets, black voids staring into the abyss. Among them, partially slumped against a gnarled tree, lies a figure dressed in the tattered leathers of a ranger. Unlike the others, whose deaths appear abrupt and without struggle, this body is twisted unnaturally, limbs frozen in a desperate attempt to claw at its own face. The ranger's mouth is parted in horror, and beneath the empty, scorched-out sockets where their eyes should be, blackened veins creep down their cheeks like cracks in shattered porcelain. A bow lies broken beside them, and a journal rests in the dirt, its pages curled and damp. The mist thickens, the distant flicker of pale light stirring beyond the trees. And then, in the far edges of their perception, comes the first whisper. Faint, unintelligible, but unmistakably calling them deeper into the woods.
And you guys are now in the Duskwoods. So, if you can see on the map in front of you, you can see the fog has sort of settled in around you. I do not know if any of you are carrying light sources, but now would be the time to light your light sources. And ahead of you should be the ranger equipment, which you should be able to inspect.
I have a lantern that I'll light for sure.
Yeah.
Does my my magical amulet have shine in it enough to illuminate?
Okay.
Does it?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to holster the magic in my amulet, and I'm going to make it so it shines a lot, and I'm going to kind of try to focus it kind of so that it shines more like a lantern.
Okay.
To use it as a light source.
Okay.
Trot, you said that the ranger equipment is capable of being inspected?
Is it not?
How do we do that? Like, right-clicking and left-clicking?
Let me see if I can...
It says I'm too far away to do it. But...
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can just...
Give oh, it says we cannot take actions, too, because the game is paused.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go.
Also, they made the mention. It was mentioned that there was a bow and a journal, right?
Yep.
And where are those exactly? Can I see them?
If you make an investigation roll.
Can I make an okay, I would like to make an investigation roll. Can you make it, please?
Oh my.
Investigation.
Wait, which would be a
plus two. There you go, normal.
Immediate.
Don't know what you're on about.
No, I got a six.
Okay.
I still cannot investigate this ranger equipment. I'm left-clicking, right-clicking, nothing.
Okay,
double-click it.
Double-click?
I mean, I'll throw some investigation, but I do seem to have been able to pick up the ranger journal, at least.
You're investigating this palace, Ildrith Pit. Oh, okay. There's caltrops, a dagger, an explorer's pack, a grappling hook, hunter's glimpse? What the fuck is that? Ooh.
A bunch of goodies. Oh.
There is a bunch of goodies.
There is.
Okay, I have exposed the ranger to everyone, so the ranger's journal should be open on everyone's page.
Perfect. That's the one thing I was wanting to read. What's wrong?
Yeah, we are all wrong. Some investigations are happening for this region.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
See if there's anything hidden.
Okay, so Darius. Mm-hmm. Darius, did you have advantage?
No, I shouldn't have had.
Oh, okay, because you rolled twice. I was just curious. Okay.
I would probably roll the one, you know, being a halfling.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't mean to roll twice.
It's fine. You basically rolled the same number. It's fine.
Okay. Because, the only one showed up for me. I was trying to roll, but then Roland showed up, so they blocked each other, I guess. Only his showed up at that time. It's all good.
Yep.
I see a lantern.
Yep. I'm going to drop it into your character. Ooh. So it's going to be on your character sheet now.
Interesting.
So if you go down to your inventory, there should say Duskwood Lantern. It should now be on your inventory.
I'll be having a look at that in a moment.
I must say I'm concerned about this lantern, given the journal.
Yeah, the lantern seems like a death sentence.
Yeah,
I would like to establish that. So did we grab the journal and the book? Already? Right, we did, right? Or no?
Yeah, would you like me to read the journal? Or do you guys have access?
I was going to say that I would like for my character to grab the journal first and try to read it out loud to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I read it. Hopefully you guys already read it, so I don't actually have to read it out loud. Unless you want to. I already read it. And I, of course, I'm very scared. What are you guys' reaction to what I just read?
This seems to be a psychic manifestation, almost. Something. Pratt, do we see things moving around on this map?
The narrator said so. We already heard, the first, whisper.
Hang on, guys. I'm seeing stuff moving around, and it's, moving around us.
Yeah.
We must be extremely careful, everyone. This duskwood is no normal duskwood. It's, as the journal said, it's like a blight. It will infect us the longer we stay here. I believe there is something that worth our attention. What was it that happened when the writer of this journal started praying? Why did she started hearing the voices more, and not within him, but rather speaking about him? Is there some sort of action that we could make? Some sort of... because it's connected to something spiritual?
Arcana or religion roll would probably be what we're sort of aiming for.
Allow me.
I would like to roll, yes.
Please. Someone else.
Sorry.
What the fuck was that?
Sorry, they saw something. Go.
Oh my god. The wolves are coming at us.
We hear that cannon in the forest.
We hear that. I shit my pants immediately. Holy fuck.
Could you roll the... Oh, okay, no, never mind. Can you roll for me, babe? Arcana.
Okay.
That will be a...
That'll do it.
18.
Okay,
so it could be one of two things. Either he was sort of psychically becoming more attuned to it when he was sort of going to pray or whatever he was sort of doing there. Or it could literally just be time. The longer you spend in the forest, the more the forest sort of gets in your head and starts to get control of you and stuff like that. You're not positive.
What I'm wondering is if there is a way for us, if there's some sort of action that we could perform that would maybe hinder or hopefully even prevent the progression of this, you know, Duskwood kind of infection. Like, immediately I was thinking, oh, maybe prayer helps, but maybe it's not the case. It's, in fact, it might be the contrary. What do you guys think? She asked.
Darius, make a perception check.
Sure. I'd love that for me.
Oh.
Hey, I do love that for me.
Jeez.
Nope, we have it incoming.
Oh.
Okay, you, whatchamacallit? So as everyone has been sort of investigating this, all of a sudden you see basically coming around you, it appears that there is a group of dragonborn that appears to be attempting to get a jump on you. They are moving quietly through the underbrush and basically trying to get the brush on you, but you noticed before they had a chance to sort of get in position. Whose character just removed?
I don't know why, but...
Someone was. Oh no, that was. Whatchamacallit?
Yeah, he's you've gone. Murdered me.
Yeah, he deleted himself. I don't know.
Did I?
Someone did. You touched all of the Dead Ranger stuff and you disappeared. You have become the Dead Ranger.
All right. So we're gonna go to initiative. All right. Let's get Kelgrim off of here.
I'm trying to work out how I take things out of it individually.
Just roll initiative, like, separately?
I am taking care of it, don't worry.
Okay.
Ooh, you're gonna roll it.
Fight!
Nope.
Fancy.
What? What the fuck?
I forgot that was on.
Alright, so let's discuss your NPC first. Okay, so your NPC managed to roll the best for everyone.
Yes,
so.
Theruk, I love him already.
So Theruk has... Theruk has a green aura that is surrounding him. Anyone?
Green aura.
Yes. Okay. Anyone? So can you all see that?
Yeah, I can see the square. Okay. Green square.
Making sure. Yeah. Okay. So anyone who is in one of the squares that is currently inside of the green squares, basically you can activate on basically off of his turn. You can activate one of his reaction abilities. So he has two reaction abilities called Spirit Shield and Vengeful Strike. So Spirit Shield reduces incoming damage to an ally by basically directing it towards himself. So anybody who takes an attack roll, anybody who basically gets hit by an attack, you can direct the damage to Theruk rather than taking it yourself, and he will take half the damage.
Hmm.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
Giga Chad.
He also has Vengeful Strike. If you decide to take the damage, you can instead activate Vengeful Strike, in which he will damage the person who damaged you for 2d12 plus 3 damage.
It does specify on his Vengeful Strike that it's whenever someone hits the Lady Sierana.
It's anyone within the owl. Okay. It's anyone within I put it on the Vengeful Strike sheet.
Okay.
I didn't update the website, if you're looking at the website. No.
Maybe...
On the shade dimension, specifically.
Mayhaps if the DM allows it, if I am attacked, maybe he could roll with advantage.
No.
Because he's protecting me, maybe.
No.
I don't know. Just putting it out there. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Maybe he could fight God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no. Did you actually go first? I just didn't roll everyone's... I didn't press everyone.
I was going to ask you, should we roll our initiative whenever
next
we see
time,
that
maybe,
die?
But I don't care. Initiative
okay.
is nothing.
Gotcha.
Okay, Siriona actually goes first. Okay.
Wow, Pierce, oh, nice shit. Initiative.
All right. So, along with my actions, I would like to... So they're pretty far away, right?
They're pretty close by, mostly.
So, for my main action...
You are the turn next.
What the fuck?
He reset the initiative.
Yeah, reset the initiative, so Siriona was actually up.
Mm-hmm. Am I in range for, what's the name, a Vicious Mockery?
What is the range
of
Vicious Mockery?
You're probably not.
Vicious Mockery says 60 feet, which I don't know.
Every single enemy is within range.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to target the closest one. No, never mind. The furthest one? Which one looks more like a ranged attacker?
This one.
Okay, I'm going to target that one.
Okay.
With a Vicious Mockery with my action. So I don't know how to do that roll.
I will take
that. You tell me. Yeah, that's the roll. But yeah, you might be able to press the button on your sheet, or someone can do it for you.
Oh, weird. Oh, I have Serana selected. My actions.
But yeah, they can now. GM may be able to interact and press the button to make it roll for him.
Spells. So okay.
Reach out.
Set this as the target.
I like the Velvet actually uses like has phrases when she casts spells. It's cool.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. And
no, thank you.
No, you're breathtaking.
No, you're breathtaking.
he saved on the saving throw.
Wow. Holy shit! He didn't just save; he rolled a 20.
He rolled a 20. All right.
Fuck. All right.
And for my what's the word? My bonus action, I would like to use Mantle of Inspiration.
Okay.
I would like to use it on. Wait, no, I can use three creatures. I can use I can select three creatures. Apparently, this is what it says.
Okay.
So I'm gonna select Theric. Who else wants it? My mantle is of inspiration.
What
basically extra temporary HP.
Oh, okay.
Oh, give it to the fighters then.
So the fighters are.
The fighters are for sure Theric and.
Roland.
Jornan and me, Roland. I guess.
Roland. Yeah,
our liege requires it.
So Jornan, Theric, and whom?
Roland.
The new guy.
Roland.
All right, so I use Mantle of Inspiration on Roland. They gain temporary HP, and they can use a reaction. They gain 1d8. Wait, no.
Excuse me.
Yes. 1d8, and then triple that. No, duplicate that number.
4.
And that's the amount of temporary HP that they gain.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm adding 10. To the sheet.
And they can use a reaction to move. Up to that speed without provoking opportunity attacks as well.
Ooh. Oh!
Shit.
Wait. To move half of our speed, right?
To move up to its speed, yes.
So we up to its entire speed? Oh, get me right in the center.
Yes. Basically, of you can now, basically what she's doing is Roland and Jornan, you can now, right now, can move wherever you want.
Honestly, target the ranger. Target the ranger without provoking opportunity attacks. You can just walk up, I think.
Yeah, put me right there.
So just a question. They're trying to kill us, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. I just wanted to confirm that we did not, like, negotiations or tense negotiations.
Yeah, they were sneaking up on us, Lord.
Monsters, they're sneaking up on us.
Paul.
Yeah.
On your character sheet, if you go to your spells, there is a little gear icon that says prepared, unprepared. You have to prepare all the spells that you have currently prepared.
I cannot move myself because it's not my turn.
Okay, sorry. Well, no, I know. Just show me which square you want to go to.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. Let's put it down.
All right. We good?
No, because I think Tharok can also move. Wasn't he the third one in the party?
I was assuming Tharok wants to stay by Syriana, but if someone else wants to move Tharok to another position...
Maybe I would like to walk up a little bit with Tharok, but I like tell him, hey, you can walk forward, it's fine. If anything, it's better if you go and attack them rather than stay and protect me. So I give him that order, I guess.
Ooh, I do like his aura.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Defend our lead. Your turn comes.
Excellent.
Okie dokie, that's me. Alright, I think I'm gonna... I do have extra attack at this level. I don't think I'm crazy, right? I get two attacks, fighter... like 99% sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, fifth level, I'm like almost certain. Yeah, there it is. Perfect. Okay, so I'm gonna start off then with a maul strike on this foe.
Oh my god, are you on a mule?
I do have a mule, but this is a maul. A one!
Oh my god, a one!
Christ!
Alright!
Yep. Run on, show this stuff.
You swing your maul at Zathrix, completely knocking yourself down, going off, whatchamacallit? Knocking yourself prone.
Well, good thing I haven't moved yet. If I didn't have the free move, I'd be screwed. I would like to, in that case, stand up.
Okay.
And move up here.
Okay. Can you do both of those things at the same time?
Yes.
Standing up is half of your move. Yeah. Okay. And then I will attempt to maul him again.
Okay.
And this time I shan't roll a one.
All right. So yeah, 16 not much better, but... hits.
Not much better, but
much better.
And I will deal.
Oh, okay.
12 damage, and he needs to make a con save or be knocked prone.
Alright. Turnabout is fair prey.
It is.
Great.
Play.
Great. Okay, I mean, that's good enough, I'm pretty sure. I believe it's 8 plus 3 plus 4, so 16 is what you needed.
Track!
It's your turn.
This is so cool.
Oh, I should have... Oh, whatever.
Fuck!
Hold on, I'm making Draco next.
Out of rolls.
Oh, close. How do I change his...
Because I have features I should be using. what are you gonna do?
It's a new character, don't worry. I hope he doesn't throw us into a super... dangerous fight where we have to have all our abilities need to be on point in order to survive.
I'm just conserving my resources.
That is not a great initiative.
I know. I'm trying to figure out why.
Someone who rolls with advantage on initiative.
Damn.
I'm not blaming people for their die rolls. I make fun of them occasionally.
Okay, so Drac, the dragonborn that you were tracking appears to have jumped another group.
What is happening? Oh, they are in danger. I need to help them.
What? Who is that handsome dragonborn all the way over there?
I don't know, that dude fucks.
God damn it.
All right, so it's my turn, right? How do I move?
You should be able to, now that it's your turn, you should be able to drag your character.
Yeah, click and drag on your token. There you go. All
right, now I must click on the enemy and do my action. Wait, let me... How do I...
You might
have... Hold on, let me look at your character. Yeah. That should be there. Where's your crate axe? That might be what's going wrong. Give me one moment.
Mm. One moment, please. We're experiencing
bigger than nothing, please.
Yeah. I don't know why you
got it at home.
You're trying to You tracked his dragonborn because one of them has your great axe embedded in his body, and he hasn't noticed it yet.
So, this is our... I think it's safe to say this is our first time using Foundry for a battle of this scale.
Yeah.
I think it's my first time using Foundry, so I know for a good deal of us, like, this is kind of our first foray into it. Please be patient.
Yeah.
So
first D&D game for many of us.
Yeah.
So on your character sheet, you should be able to click the Ember Cleaver.
Ember Cleaver, where is it?
And then
I don't see it.
It should be under your inventory. I'm going to do it for now, and we'll figure out why you don't see it in a moment. Okay, so you swing your Ember Cleaver, rolling a 16. That hits.
It should be added. Oh, no, it shouldn't. I'm stupid. Don't worry about it.
I hit, right?
Yep. So now I'm going to roll damage. Why did damage not roll? Ah, there we go. Okay. All right, so Xerathrix is bloodied as you cleave into him before he can cast one of his spells.
Oh.
Do you have any more actions this turn?
You have a second attack, don't you?
I think it'll end my turn right now.
Okay.
Make it ready for your turn. Come, it's your turn. All
right.
Yeah. My God.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yes.
Do you not have a second attack? Because you're level 5 barbarian, you should have a second attack.
Oh, I didn't.
No. I genuinely had to check this up because new rules for D&D and all that. So I was like, yeah, Dungeon Master, if it's okay with you, maybe he wants to take that one.
He crit Xerathrix.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh my god.
You are going down.
It deals extra damage on crits.
Yeah. There's no so many.
To be fair, I moved in a way where I was unaware that this was a spellcaster, so good.
Mm-hmm. How was it Serana's turn again?
Because I couldn't move Drac to the right initiative.
I see. Okay, so we're okay. Because I didn't even get to go yet.
It'll be fixed next turn. All right,
I haven't even done anything.
We're just skipping your turn. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. That's what I think. Thanks, guys.
So before Xerathrix can even react, you're on top of him and you cleave him in twine.
What now? Too bad.
Waka waka.
Okay, and I am going to stop the recording here and restart the recording.
If it weren't for the wolf shit on the floor, I'd have done the same.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.